podcast, we listen to an inspirational young girl called Kim, who is visually impaired and talks about her experience of visual impairments, but also breaks down some of the perceptions. Kim is a fantastic ambassador for the multi-schools and is always positive about her experiences in life. So, Kim, how did you get involved with the multi-schools council?
Well, because I'm like visually impaired, I go to a school for visually impaired and autistic people, or any like disability or difference. And then my year four Senko, Miss Martin, she told me about the multi-schools council, and I was like really thrilled to like have something that would really help me think that I'm like equal to loads of people.
Brilliant. You mentioned Miss Martin there as well, Kim, and I know Miss Martin's brilliant. Is it really good, like having a good Senko in your school who understands and wants to do more?
Yeah.
You also mentioned there, Kim, about being visually impaired. Do you want to just talk a little bit about that and how that might affect you?
So you're visually impaired. It doesn't mean you're like completely blind. It just means like you have less eyesight than most people.
Yeah.
So that can affect you mentally and physically. If you are visually impaired, that means your eyes don't work as they should.
Yeah.
So then you can't really see things much. Like if there's, so the other physical thing is like if you stare like at the sun, it gets like, when you close your eyes, it has like these coloured bits, that's called glare.
Okay.
And it's kind of annoying sometimes, but it can be sort of fun because you can like pretend you're like somewhere else.
Yeah.
Those are colours.
And that's a really positive way of looking at it. So I know you're a very positive person, Kim, because I've spoke to you lots, but what challenges do you face because of the visual impairment, Kim?
Oh yeah. So if I do like maths or something or English and we have a sheet to fill out or something, then I have to have mine blown up, as we call it. That means like enlarged. So
yes.
So then I can see it.
Yeah.
But there's another boy in my class called Ethan. He is, I think he's colorblind, so he has to have his sheets put in blue.
Okay.
So he can see them.
Yeah.
So that's but yeah, it's kind of good because then I can see it, but it's a bit discouraging because you feel like you're not like fitting in or something.
Yeah. And so that sounds like lots of great stuff that your school does, Kim. What other things do you think schools should be doing to support people with visual impairments?
This is something my school does. It's like they have like bright yellow strips on the like the edge of the stairs, so I can see where I need to step. But most schools that I like have been to, like before I was in St. Michael's, that they didn't really have that, so that was a bit
not very inclusive, is it, Kim?
Yeah.
And
not very inclusive.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've actually been involved in a project recently, haven't you, Kim, looking at how inclusive schools are, called the Good Practice Seekers Project. Do you want to tell everyone a little bit about that and what you thought of that project?
Yeah, I feel like the Good Practice Seekers is really good for like most people because it really helps them like figure out how to realize if something's not right, or like it really helps you kind of make friends too. Like when I was in Good Practice Seekers, I made loads of friends with everybody, and because everybody was there and they had a difference. Well, most people had a difference. I was like, I felt like I was fitting in, so that was really good.
People who maybe have differences, do you think it brings people together?
Yeah, I believe that. I really do, because that really helped me, having loads of people like me around me and supporting me. So.
Well, I've always enjoyed listening to you, Kim, and I think you're brilliant. With the Good Practice Seekers project, again, when you went into some of these schools, what was some of the good stuff that you did see?
Oh, so at this one school, there was one school, it was a primary school, and we went there and they had loads of like stress relievers, and like there was a room where you could, called the cave, where you could go and you could like sit on a beanbag and just relax and get all the feelings off your chest. But it was really nice because it was also, the cave was like really nice because you could either have the lights on or off.
Do you think every school should have something like the cave?
Yeah, I believe that. But if most schools can't get that, I believe that most like schools should at least be able to just put in a quiet space for people to calm down.
Yeah, absolutely. I really agree with you, Kim. And I think sometimes it could be too easy for schools to say if they haven't got the space. But this school that you're going on about was actually quite small and they still managed to find the space to have a quiet area. So I think that's a really good point, Kim. On the other side, when you went to these schools, and you don't have to mention the school, but was there anything that you saw that wasn't good practice that you thought, that's not right, they should improve that?
Yeah, I really have like seen that mostly in high schools and middle schools, but some in primary schools, because like we went to a high school or like middle school, I think, and they didn't have much to like include people with differences.
What more should they be doing to include people, do you think?
Like making the room, even if they're like really like a really small school or a really like big school, they should at least put one thing that includes all people in there. But yeah, they really should be doing more, and I believe they should be doing more to like include everybody, like making sure everybody can go on school trips and like more inclusive clubs. There was a special school games, which I think that if a school has like a netball or tennis ball court inside the school, and if there's someone in the wheelchair in the school, I believe they should like make a wheelchair basketball club or anything like that, like to include people.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, Kim. And lots of different children have told us that they should make changes if there's children in their school and that need extra support or need things done in a different way. You've given some really good examples, Kim, so I hope there might even be some teachers or staff that work in schools listening to this, and they can think, yeah, let's go and make sure that our school does that too. So you've obviously been involved for quite a long time now with the Multi Schools Council. You're now one of our ambassadors, but before becoming an ambassador, you was our head girl, wasn't you?
Yeah, I was the head girl.
You was the head girl for the whole of Essex. What did you get from being head girl, and what are your memories from being head girl of the Multi Schools?
I just liked helping people, mainly. I just liked being able to share my opinion and saying that, no, this isn't right, this is what you should do, you should try and include more people. So that was basically my best memory. But it was really good because before I was chosen, I got to do loads of activities that could calm me down or like build my competitive spirit.
And you said about giving your opinion, Kim, and you're really good at giving your opinion. Have you got any advice for other children about how they can make their opinions? They might be a bit nervous or a bit shy. What advice would you give them, Kim?
Well, I just typically say, just to be me, just say your opinion and don't bother what other people say about you. Just say your opinion and go with it.
Brilliant. And so just like believe in yourself and believe in what you want to say, yeah?
Yeah.
No, absolutely. And you were a brilliant head girl for us. I mean, you helped with some of the multi-school meetings. You spoke at different times. And as you said, you learned skills as well. So how do you think being head girl has helped you, Kim? Has it helped you in any way?
Oh, yeah. It's helped me in a lot of ways, actually. It's like helped build my confidence. Loads of people in my school are coming to me for like solving arguments or something. So I'm a bit more noticed for kindness, I guess. But yeah, much else, it's just improved my confidence a lot.
Brilliant. And confidence is really important for all young people. So there might be children that are listening to this that maybe in their own schools they have the chance of becoming a head boy or a head girl, but they're not quite sure because they feel a bit shy. And you've given some really good advice about just believing in yourself. And if we just talk about visual impairments again, Kim, do you think sometimes they're not always understood? And what are some of the horrible things that you've maybe heard or even listened to people say?
I haven't really heard about like horrible things, just people, like I've been like hearing that people are mistaking visual impairments for actually like blind, not being able to see. So I just feel like they should get that right.
Like, yeah. I think that's a really important message, Kim, because you're right. Before listening to this, some people may have believed that, and actually you're making a difference to tell people, no, it's not like that. And you gave a really good explanation at the start of this podcast. So something else that we've been talking about at the time of recording this, we're in lockdown and we're all staying inside and we're keeping safe. There's lots of young people out there that are finding that really hard. What kind of things are you doing, Kim, to keep healthy and to keep your mind healthy?
What I do basically is just express my feelings through like exercise or something, because I got a list. I could like spell out my name doing exercises.
Okay.
So then basically what you do is list the alphabet, choose a number of exercise points you need to do, and then write it down next to the alphabet and letter, and then decide what exercise you need to do. So then you look at that and spell out your whole name or just your first name using those letters, and whatever exercise you do, you do that spelling out your name.
Wow, brilliant. That sounds like a really good idea, Kim. Hopefully something that other young people will listen to and think, that's a brilliant name. A brilliant idea. I can go and use that and then do some exercise and make it fun. So I know just before coming onto this podcast, Kim, you've taken some notes as well about maybe some of the things you want to talk about to raise awareness. Have you got anything else that you want to tell the listeners about?
You don't have to find this tough. It's tough for all of us, and we're all under pressure at the moment, seeing if we've got any symptoms or anything. But you don't have to worry, because you can just, as long as you keep healthy and you keep doing what you love, you'll be fine. For me, doing what I love is really good, because I love doing art, and at the moment I've just been finding it really tough to do stuff. All the things that I really wanted to do, so I've just been like kind of getting out my pencil and just drawing what I feel. It can go from like a sketch like the Mona Lisa to just a line.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter, as long as it came from the heart and you believe it's good.
Yeah, absolutely. That's such a good message, Kim. And I know from talking to other young people recently as well that art and music can be a really good thing for young people to do. So
think positive, basically. Don't worry. Just think good thoughts and you'll be fine.
Brilliant, Kim. That's really good. You're such a positive person to listen to and talk to. And I hope that comes through this podcast with the young people that are listening. And Kim has given some really good advice and some really good knowledge on visual impairments, on being involved in a good practice seekers project and being able to make schools more inclusive for all. So thank you very much, Kim, for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.